Ralph Olson was one of the early pioneers in the hop industry in and around Yakima. In this week's StoryCorps Northwest, he talks with his friend Jeff Wynn about his lifelong career with this important crop.
I actually started in the hop business on April Fool's Day, 1978. I always figured there was something significant to that date. The hop industry, Yakima, first of all, it's easy to say, grows about 75% to 80% of the U.S. supply. Yakima was an optimum place because it's a desert, semi-arid desert. We get about 8 inches of rain a year. Hops are a very interesting ingredient used in the making of beer. They're interesting in the brewing of beer in that they do two different functions. They give bitterness in the beer, and they also give flavor and aroma. So it's a pretty important ingredient in beer. The other main ingredients are malt, yeast, and water. A typical way people pick, it can vary a little bit, but a typical one is they'll do 2 11.5-hour shifts. They'll have an hour in between the shifts for the guys to go in and work on the equipment, you know, grease it and get it all ready for the next shift. But that's an 11.5-hour shift. The guy will work 7 days a week until the harvest is done.
Right.
We talked about hops being in beer as a flavor and bitterness factor, but it also was used in beer for its preservative values and antibacterial values. And we hear about the IPAs that people mention, Indian Pale Ales. Those were heavily hopped beers in the olden days in sailing ships. And they heavily hopped those because water would go rancid in a couple, 3 or 4 days, and people would get sick. The beer would last those long voyages. So a lot of beer was drank on ships, not because people were out there having a good time. It was the way they survived. And even the Mayflower and stuff, supposedly, one of the reasons they landed is they'd ran out of beer. As a hop dealer, doing the international part was great. And I would say the last factor in that is, you know, shipped hops to every continent in the world. And I always ask people, what do you think was the most difficult? Not to be sitting here in silence, Antarctica. I actually got hops down to the research station at the South Pole, got a card back from them. Because they brewed their own beer down there because it costs so much to ship weight down. So that was interesting. But one of the things I learned right off the get-go was being a hop inspector. And hops are a product that are subject to a lot of different things for their quality. One thing that they are prone to at times is spontaneous combustion. And as an inspector, you learn how to prepare for looking for a bale that might want to do that to you. And it was pretty common at times to have hop fires. But you also can look at it for insect damage, wind damage. So you just get an overall feel of the quality of that bale before you brought it in. And so that was quite a process. Then we had to do chemical analysis of the hops. Probably the third thing I did, which was the biggest one, aside before I became an owner, is I was a hop buyer for many, many years. So I worked with the growers very closely. And having the combination of being a hop inspector and a buyer, I knew every grower.
Right.
As some people say, like the back of your hand. I knew exactly who had the best quality, who did the best at which particular areas. Mm-hmm. And that's what you look for. Basically, always you're trying to get the best hops you could.
That was Ralph Olson talking with his friend Jeff Wynn about his career and experience as a hop grower, inspector, and seller. You can hear other StoryCorps Northwest interviews on our website, nwpr.org. Special thanks to the Yakima Valley Community Foundation, Cashmere Valley Bank, Yakima Valley Museum, Heritage University, and KDNA Radio for their help in bringing StoryCorps to the Northwest.